This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Now there was a time when you loved me so. This song ought to sound familiar to you because it's been ubiquitous in American pop culture for the last couple of years. A Super Bowl car ad, lots of TV shows, including Entourage and Community, movie soundtracks, and lately as part of the official Obama re-election campaign playlist. The band is British. They are called The Heavy, and I adore their music, which is why they're here. Their new album is called The Glorious Dead. They are touring North America right now. With me are the founders of the band, singer Kelvin Swaby and guitarist Daniel Taylor, as well as Spencer Page on bass and Chris Elul on drums. Welcome, all of you.
Hi, Kelvin. Hello.
Good afternoon.
So, Kelvin and Daniel, you have been friends for a very long time, longer than it almost seems possible, given that you look like young men to me. How did you meet?
We met working for The Gap. He searched my bag on the way out.
Yeah, really? You were the salesperson and you stopped him?
No, it was like a thing to leave the building. Everybody had to have a bag search, and I was there for like a Christmas temp, and he searched my bag, and he was like, "What you got in there?" And I was, "Nothing." What? And then it just kind of, evolved from there. And
so you met cute.
Yeah, very much so. So.
But it took you a while. It took you most of a decade to start putting out records, yeah?
Well, it's because there's nothing going on where we're from.
There's no rush to do anything.
Really?
There's no rush to do anything, but I think we're in our stride now a little bit.
And as I mentioned, your song How You Like Me Now is on the Obama playlist. I read that Newt Gingrich, when he was running for president earlier this year, started using it for his playlist, and you said, Newt, no.
Yeah.
And did he comply? Did their campaign comply immediately?
I've got no idea.
It's dodgy ground, isn't it, when you start getting into that? And it's nothing to do with us. We're from England, and American politics is really none of our business at all.
I don't think we even knew about this Obama thing.
That's news to us as well.
Really?
Yeah. When a song becomes at that level, it has legs of its own and it does its own thing. There's nothing you can do, whether you like it or not. It is what it is, and you have to kind of accept it.
Well, before we talk some more, will you play a song?
Yeah, let's do it.
And what are you going to play?
We're going to play What Makes a Good Man.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What makes a good old man? No, you gotta tell me now.
Tell me now.
Then I'll walk the line.
Walk the line.
Hey, understand.
Understand.
What makes a good man?
Yeah.
That is The Heavy performing What Makes a Good Man from their new album, The Glorious Dead. The Glorious Dead, why did you call the record Glorious Dead?
It's on a lot of war monuments in the UK, and it felt like a really beautiful statement, and it looked good. And then we were in Columbus, Georgia, recording on the gospel choirs for the record, and it kind of... And I started to think about the title, and it gave it a sense of a kind of a southern gothic horror movie. And
did you just say, "Hey, we need a gospel choir, find us one," or did you? How did that happen?
No, it wasn't that. It was probably hours and hours spent at the front of the bus with our driver Sam Phillips. Funny, I know.
Maybe he's a grandson.
Maybe, but he said, you know, I kind of started talking about how it would be amazing to kind of have some incredible voices. You know, we don't want to be sampling anything for this new record, so we want it to feel as if it came from that era. But yeah, it was Sam Phillips asked, he said, you have to come down to Columbus, Georgia. There's something really, really quite magical there. And he was not wrong.
It's now, and has been since I was a child, a kind of tradition for Brits to reintroduce old American music back to Americans. The Rolling Stones did it when I was at child. Amy Winehouse has done it. Now you've done it. Why does that happen that way? Why that route of, oh yeah, that was cool?
I don't know. Maybe there's a different perspective from where we're from. I mean, we were talking about the other day. In England, you grow up, I remember being very young and thinking I was American because of American television. You know, so you kind of, you're almost raised with American culture, being part of your culture, whether you like it or not. It's there. It's some television and music. And I guess we kind of take it, the elements that we like, and we've worked out a way of...
Yeah, and you fuse them together, you know?
You know, you're working out a way of serving it back.
You're eclectic in your musical taste, Calvin. I read that you're a big Tom Waits fan, and you say that Tom Waits has a song to suit every mood you have. Give me an example of some maybe improbable mood you've had in which you play Waits song over and over.
I got married just like last weekend.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I remember hearing Blind Love. And it was just, you know, it was so relevant to the day, you know, where he says, you know, he's kind of sat at the station, but he can't get on the train. But I'm actually now getting on this train to go to somewhere else, you know? It was totally relevant.
You'll be on your way back home. Well, I'm at the station and I can't get on the train.
Kelvin Swaby, Daniel Taylor, Chris Ellul, and Spencer Page, The Heavy, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So before I let you get out of here, will you play another song?
Yes, indeed. We are The Heavy, and this is Curse Me Good.
Qualified.
You call me in the dead of night, and you can be so mean. If you're looking for a fight, well, I'm a war machine. Is it just an exercise?
That is The Heavy performing Curse Me Good live in our studio. You can see a video of their performance at studio360.org. Their new album is called The Glorious Dead.
Do you kiss your mother with a mouth like that? Love it, leave it, it's so good for me.